Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, really. Be active in what we're doing. Be active in what's going on. Seriously. You know, if you don't get involved, engaged, and informed, we're going to have the same mess going on for a while. Now, look, talk to your friends. Talk to your loved ones, your unloved ones. I mean, seriously, if President Trump needs to get back. He needs to get the Senate. He needs to get the House. That's the only way he's really going to get anything accomplished. Instead of fighting off impeachment for 4 years and all this other crud that's going on. So Dr. B joins me after the break, as she's been doing every week. I always appreciate her insight as to what's going on. You know, my question for her was, why do Christians, conservatives, whatever, vote for evil? Why do they belong to organizations that promote hate? Is it that they really don't believe what they say they believe? It's one of the things that always bothered me. And again, I know, we're not supposed to judge each other. I'm so tired of hearing all that stuff. So if my friend, best friend is cheating on his wife, right, or having sex with a 12-year-old, I'm not supposed to judge him for that? I think you're off on that one. But why do we do that? Why do Christians, who're supposed to be convicted on the word or believe in the word of God, how do they vote for people who believe in taking a life? Yeah, back on the abortion thing quickly. How do you do that? And for my Christians, say, well, have you seen Donald Trump's tweets? Have you read the story of King David? Huh? Why don't you do that? Then talk to me about Donald Trump. You know, I love these people that again, they want to use biblical scripture. A Bible would burn their hand if they touched it because they've never touched one. But they're going to tell me how to believe. Like the ESPN sports guy who said that Jesus was a humanitarian. You better read the Bible. All right? I mean, not anything goes everywhere anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, I stole this term from Charlie Kirk, but it's so true. You know, we heard about microaggressions and all this other stuff that's been going on, but I got to tell you something. When you look at what's going on in the cities, in the counties, in the states, across the country, why don't we call it what it is? It's like micro-tyranny, is it not? Right, don't you think so? When you think of the tyranny that's going on in these cities, in these areas, having to wear the mask in or out of a certain location, you drop your kids off, the dumbest one I think there is you're going through a drive-thru. And in the drive-thru, they won't serve you if you don't have a mask on. Remember the old days? No, what is it? No shirt, no shoes, no service? Now it's like, no mask. I wonder if they check the car to see if you have shoes and a shirt on, too. And then they hand you the food with a tray, right? They hand you the trays like 3 feet away from them, 2 feet away from them. Didn't somebody touch the bag? Who put the bag on the tray? Who washed the tray afterward? It's just, to me, it's just all craziness. It's just like, are the food workers or the cashiers at the supermarket, are they getting checked for COVID every other day? Every other week or whatever? I'm just curious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can, if you want to be notified by text alert or text message, you can text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And, you know, Britt Hume asks a great question. What doctors is Joey B going to listen to? And the reason I'm not saying it's a great question because we can corner Joe. It's a great question because it's always been one for me to say, hey, look, if this is a practice, if mental medicine, physical medicine, it's all a practice, is it not? And so they really don't know what it is. I mean, you've got some basics to follow. They have guidelines that can work from within. But it's not like you can go to a book and look it up, prescribe the pill, and bang, it's gone. In some of these areas that they're working in. So Joe Biden said over the weekend that he would listen to the scientists when determining whether to order a nationwide economic shutdown. But to Britt's point, which ones? We've got well-known, well-loved, well-respected scientists that say, no, stop this nonsense. That simple. But Hume says, would Biden listen to only the epidemiologists, which is what we've been getting from Trump and the administration so far? Or are there other scientists he'd bring in? Would he go looking for scientists that agreed with him, that lined up with his way of thinking? Right? I did notice that there's a picture of Trump somebody put up with gray hair, trying to make it look like that's what his hair looks like now. Which I personally think is kind of funny. Why just throw the regular picture up there. Why do we have to play these stupid little games? In an interview with ABC News that aired Sunday, the former vice president was asked whether he would be willing to shut down the country if the nasty flu season coincided with the second wave of coronavirus. He said, I would shut it down. I would listen to the scientists. Well, again, on whose side? Because it seems like whether it's the Supreme Court or what have you, everything has to be political. We're not going to do that with mental health. We'll be back in a minute with Dr. B. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. You really got to get involved. You really got to get engaged in the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us and working through it. That's the other thing. Got to work through it, too. Right? I mean, we could pick these topics. We could talk about this stuff, but I don't have all the answers for you. You know, I'm looking at stuff the same way you are. Like, you know, again, last week with the RNC, DNC convention, I got to go pick it up the next day. But even so, when I listen to this stuff, it's like I scratch my head going, no, they didn't really say that. And I find out, you know what? No, they really actually did say that. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. You know who's on with me, right? Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week to discuss just, not just the issues of the day, but some of the really hot topics and things that we're really not thinking about. And so, Dr. B, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's do this. One of the things that has people have asked me like 15 times. I'm telling you, I got a lot of emails asking questions around why do Christians slash or conservative, well, people say they're conservative, but let's stick with the Christians for the moment. Why do they vote for evil? Why do they vote for candidates who are, you know, pro-abortion, that kind of thing? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, pro-force vaccines, pro-the government, you know, allowing your kids to switch genders whenever they want to. Why?
Excellent question. It is
You're going to have an excellent answer.
I do. It is a question I get a lot these days, especially with the era that we live in. And I really try to make everything that's going on in America not about Republican and Democrat, but good and evil. And I really believe that that's what's going on. And if you look back to psychologist Carl Jung, he was actually among one of the first in the modern era to call for this exploration of the dark side and of the human. And he called it a personal shadow. And I just love what he has to say about this. And the shadow is really a representation of everything flawed about us, selfish, based in us. And he argued that an intimate knowledge of the shadow is what we need for growth, that we needed to get to know the dark side of us. And I disagree with that. And I think that's what's going on. I think that since I'm a big believer of good and evil and Satan and God, because you can believe in God all day long, but if you do not believe that there is an evil side to this world, then we're in deep trouble. So I have to believe in both, and I do. And I think that the lure of that, you got to remember that Satan was the main angel. He was beautiful. He was powerful. God placed him in charge, and he fell from grace, and he fell from heaven because he got too inward focused and too power focused. And look at the world today. Look at this country. Look at people. And that is exactly what's going on. So I think Carl Jung definitely had something going here. But to get to know it and to be really, I guess, captivated by the evil is the opposite of what we need to do. Because look, this is what people have done. And now we are in a point of no return. And it's frightening to me. So I think that it's there, that sin nature is there, that evil side of us is there. And we see it manifest itself when we look at it and we give into it and we explore it. And this is Ouija boards. This is tarot cards. These are psychics. All of this. When we even think about going down that road, they're not just games. That is when it turns bad. That's when we see rioting and looting and evil on the streets, and we're seeing BLM and Antifa, and that's because they're giving into that dark side. And I think that, well, I know that if you continue to go down that route, we can even continue to watch it. We've got to turn off the news. We've got to turn off the shows. We've got to stop reading like Drudge Report and where it's just all doom and gloom, because that is what is going to take you over. That is what is going to encompass your life. And you can even feel it. Everybody can feel that sense of whether they're doing right or wrong. But, again, sin and doing wrong, there's a thrill to it that we can't forget. There's a psychology to wanting to do evil and wanting to explore that dark side. And we all know it's a fine line. We all have that fine line of thoughts probably daily. And you look at people in addiction and you look at fallen pastors and false teachers. They dabble along that line all the time. And psychologically, what's going on is that your mind gets high off of it when you start to watch it and you start to read it and you start to give into it. That same part of your brain that gives into addiction takes over. And that is the whole psychology to me of what evil is. And Carl Jung definitely nailed it down to what it is. It's everything flawed and selfish. Because look at the two sides of what's going on in this country. There's a flawed and selfish and just a hate-filled, impulsive side. And then there's the other side that is just giving in to the good and reaching up to God and really trying to crawl out and go against the flow of all the evil that's going on in America. And those people are struggling. They're lost. They're like, what is going on? Why don't these people see how evil this is and how hateful You know, we're at a great divide right now. I 100% believe we're in an awakening because I see people wake up and I see people choosing good and I see people blinded on the other side that they have no idea. They've got the brick in their hand. They're releasing it, throwing it at a police officer. And somehow they rejoice and they praise that. That is evil. That's not Democrat or Republican. That's pure evil. That is them giving in to that side. And then it is definitely contagious as well, as you see the people on the streets, the crowds are getting bigger. So it's a scary place to be. And I think that people really need to understand the psychology of evil. And if you continue down that path and you continue in the sin you're in and you continue, and it's not that it's not that you don't sin. We're all going to sin and fall short of the glory of God. That's very clear. It's when you're living in it actively and you're praising it and you're okay with it and you're making up and redefining God's morality. That's when it becomes an issue. And that's what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, I agree with you, and part I was looking at, you know, in speaking to some Christian friends and reading some of the writings that people are putting up there, I'm saying to myself, you know, two things going on here. Again, they don't know what the Bible says about these things. They don't really believe it, you know. Again, I wasn't trying to pick on my smoking friends last week, but I said it's just like that warning that's on the side of your cigarette pack. You know, this will cause cancer, and you go, okay, whatever, and you keep smoking. You know, for 30, 40, 50 years, whatever it is. I was a smoker for a long time. That's why I like to make fun of it. The same thing here. You're looking at this, and there's that music again. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Dr. B's going nowhere. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Democrats have a common goal of booting the president from the White House in November's general election, but the progressive and moderate wings of the Democratic Party presented an image of unity at their convention last week. But there was a moment during the four-day Democratic National Convention where progressives protested in large numbers over the party's platform. The DNC revealed over the weekend that 3,562 delegates voted to approve the platform, with 1,569 voting no. The number of convention delegates who voted no is roughly the same as the number of delegates pledged to progressive Bernie Sanders of Vermont. President Trump, in his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention today, said that he was glad that Bernie Sanders did not win the nomination because Sanders has a more enthusiastic backing. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back. I'm back. Joe was here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, and I really do, I mean, really do, you know, appreciate the time that you spend with us. And you've got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. Because if you're not, if all you're doing is listening to all that crazy stuff that's going on out there, then you're really not going to get the information you need. You're going to be a victim of your last, what do you want to call it, your last tweet or whatever it is. And you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
Yep, we're back to echo. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so let's bring it back on. Dr. B joins me. She does every week. I so much appreciate her time with me and the time that she spends, you know, answering your questions. Because sometimes what I get from them is I'll get, you know, an email later on in the week. Somebody grabbed the show, grabbed it off the podcast or what have you. But it is really... again, one of the questions consistently that I get is, why does it seem like Christians almost embrace evil when it comes to politics? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Are you there? Did I lose you? Perfect. All right, anyway. I hear click, click, whatever.
It'll I'm work.
Here. Oh, you there? Okay, that's good.
I'm here.
All right. Yeah, mentally, not not electronically. All right, so look, one of the things I started to tell you before we went to the break is we had, hey, you got to stop that, you're killing me. We had the, over the weekend, I got a lot of emails about, again, why do people vote for evil? Why do Christians vote for, you know, evil in, as a whole? You kind of answered that. But part of it is I think people are living in fear. And you know what fear does to us? And the sufficiency. You know, God is supposed to be our sufficiency, not the government. And I think a lot of Christians now are depending on the government for unemployment and for food and other handouts in and around the area. And it's really drawing us away from God, not closer to God, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes? Got nothing.
No?
No, nothing. You may want to just, why don't you just hang up and call me back on your cell phone? That'd probably be the best. All right. We're going to try to get her back on again. And again, I'm sorry for the technical issues, but the more I talk to some of my Christian friends, the more I talk to some of my conservative friends, it's irritating because you guys are asking questions you should already have the answers to. And I don't say that to be mean. I say that to say you should have these answers because you should be reading your Bible. You either believe what it says or you don't. Right? That's what it boils down to. If you don't believe what it says, then don't live it out. Don't claim to be a Christian if you're not really going to believe Scripture. And God is your sufficiency, not the government. Many people depend on the government for their food, for their whatever. I mean, if you're in a bump in your life, that's one thing. But, you know, you can't be in a bump for 20 years. Dr. B, thanks for connecting again.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
I guess, yeah, you sound like the Verizon person. Can I hear you now? Yes, I can hear you now.
That's right. I sent a million miles away, but I'm back.
Yeah.
Well, sorry about that. We'll work that.
Yes. We'll deal with it.
And you're absolutely right about everything you're saying. And as far as I really like what you were saying about, you know, being dependent and that it's just not Christ-like. You know, a lot of people say, well, Jesus would be a Democrat. I'm like, how so? You know, because of socialism and social justice. And well, number one, he wasn't political. And number two, it's quite the opposite. God never and Jesus never meant for anything to be forced upon us. We are to have the right. We are to have free will to tithe and give to others, you know, free will to work or choose not to. And that is one thing we're seeing. It's so bizarre. And I'm beginning to believe that people want to be dependent on the government.
Yes.
They want to be dependent and held captive under that. And basically it's going back to slavery. Yes, I said it, but it is a slave mentality to want to be dependent, and you get the rations that they say. You get it when they say it. You get the, you know, the rent when, you know, the rent money when they say it. You get your wages garnished as they say it. And that's everything the Democratic Party is asking and talking about. And again, the psychology of it is so bizarre. Why we want to be enslaved to that mentality, I don't understand. And it's hurting our children. It's hurting our schools. It's hurting all of the family unit. And, you know, just kind of getting rid of this morality, wiping the slate clean in a bad way, and then just starting to really build upon the sand and not solid ground. And it's all going to fall. It's all going to come to a crashing halt.
And it's going to be really bad for some of these parents who really, look at, let's just be honest about it. Many parents, if you're listening and it pertains to you, then as the Bible says, for those who have ears to hear, if, you know, you're finally having to get engaged and involved, and they've abdicated the responsibility of raising their children, if you would, to the school. The school's to Caesar, for all intents and purposes. And not just for reading, writing, and arithmetic, but they're getting moral values, sex education, they're getting fed at school. I mean, seriously, your child is gone pretty much 8 to 10 hours a day, and when you see your child, you're spending maybe 10 minutes of solid good time with them. What kind of influence are you having on this gift that God gave you, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially with schools, if we can focus on that for a moment. I was just asked, and I can say this, to be an expert witness as a mental health professional in the state of California, suing basically the governor to reopen schools. And so they asked me about to write an entire declaration on what I see as an issue and what I am seeing in my practice and what I'm seeing with people calling in as far as mental health issues in the family and children, in, you know, specifically. And it was alarming, the research I found. I mean, I have seen it for myself, but to go out and find research, and the research is out just during COVID, thousands upon thousands of people they have researched and families that are declining, and the divorces and the abuse rates and the depression and suicidal ideation with our kids. And for things that I thought about, but I didn't, I'm like, no, there's no way that the unions and the governors and the school boards would put these children at risk to believe an agenda of the left. And what I found in research is, yes, they are. They are willing to sacrifice your children. They are willing to sacrifice the family. They are willing to sacrifice morality. And what I saw, the population, it broke my heart. The population most affected are special needs kids, you know, kids with these, the kids with the 504s and the IEPs that can't get access to that and get help with learning. The children in the poorer families, you know, socioeconomically, you know, lower. Those are the people because they don't have constant internet. They don't have the supplies they need. They don't have the laptops, you know, these fancy laptops.
Right.
And also they've got parents that are gone. They're gone. They are out and working and they're left alone. So then we've got CPS having to be called by neighbors because their kids are all alone. So, and just to do whatever they want. And the dropout rate is going to be phenomenal, I think, coming up if we keep schools closed. So what we're doing is a huge disservice to kids and families. Parents need to work. Kids need to get back to school. The schools that I have researched that are going back, they wear masks. They're going back 3 weeks later. Great. You know, staying in school 3 weeks longer. And they're going every other day. They're doing just an adjusted program. And it can be done. And then they're offering online school for kids that are more at risk or have grandparents in the family. So it can be done. But doing my research, and I can't wait for my declaration to come out, you know, to read, because it's mind-blowing. And the CDC itself is saying there's an importance of reopening America's schools. We've got to get them back for the well-being of our kids.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. You know I'm a trustee of the school district, and, you know, these kids are lost. They are hopeless. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, will be back with Dr. B in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Back. You'll see Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm kind of blown away. I'm sitting here. I'm kind of confused. I think I tuned in the wrong station. I was trying to take a look at the RNC's convention. And apparently since we're supposed to be like a bunch of old, white, bigoted, racist, homophobic, blah-bitty-blahs. And every time I look over, I see either a woman of color, a black guy, seeing a bunch of women. I've seen a bunch of Hispanics. I've seen an Asian, two or three Asian people. It's got to be the Democrat convention. Dr. B, you're with me, right? Am I watching the right thing? I'm missing something here. I mean, there's a black guy on here, and we're supposed to be a bunch of racists. Who let him on?
It's so true. I mean, it's interesting. Back in the day when I, held my Tea Party events with 10,000 to 15,000 people in attendance, and I had to have private security every time I had it. That's how hateful it got, and death threats. And I remember almost every single time, I'd say between 9 and 12 of my 20 speakers were African American. They were black, and they were very good friends of mine. Kevin McGarry, who and Tony Boulevard, just some great. I had the mayor of San Ramon, which is in California, up there. He's a black gentleman, awesome guy. And yes, and all that the media could report was that I was a racist bigot. And I even had a conservative gay man speak once. And it's like, I'm a racist bigot. Were you not here? Greta Van Susteren covered it once, and she was great. She covered it very well. But Keith Olbermann, totally ripped me to shreds on MSNBC about it. And I'm just, it's just frustrating because they make up their own reality, just like they're going to do here. And that, again, goes back to evil and good, blinded and awoke, and awoke and woke.
Woke and woke.
I don't even know, but
no, I got to tell you something.
Asleep and awake.
You and I have got to know each other over the last couple of years, and I've been, you know, my wife and I joke about it, because I've been beat up like this forever. I started a mayor's prayer breakfast in my area, and they came after me from day one. How dare you have a prayer breakfast? But anyway, and as the years went on, I started figuring out that they were just loud screamers. And I started calling them out on Facebook and other places, saying, look, you're quick to call me out. What do you do? You do nothing. You do nothing but sit on a Facebook keyboard and complain. That's all you do. You've helped nobody in the community. You probably don't even have a job yourself at this point. And I would just call them back out on their own stuff. And, you know.
Yes, they don't like that.
No, they don't like it at all. And the other thing is, stop, maybe a little psychological help here for others. Stop fighting people on Facebook. You know, okay? I mean,
yes.
You throw in your 2 cents, shut off the replies or notifications or whatever it is, and move on to the next thing. Because what you drop in there, it's like sowing seed, right? You're going to drop something, and they're going to have to think about what you said at some point in time. It's going to, even though it's irritating them, it's still bouncing around in their head, right?
Yes. People do not understand that when you start engaging on their level and using their tactics,
yep.
you're just getting down to their ground level, even below. You're in the swamp at that point. You sound ridiculous. And so, you know, if you want to end it on a good note and have them with their mouth dropped, it's just post a scripture that's relevant. I do that all the time, and they have no idea what to do at that point.
They don't know what it means. What are you talking about?
They don't. It's been great chatting. I see your point. Don't agree with it. Praying for the best. Well, I'm praying for you. Well, thank you. I do appreciate the prayer. I can use it. Well, yes, you can. You know, so it's like, you know, then I just walk away.
You even go too many. I just go, you know what? God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll catch you later. I will not be responding to anything else. And I leave it like that. And it makes them nuts.
Yeah.
You know, and once in a while, I go back and look, right? And it's like 50 comments in there. And they end up flipping it and eating each other up. That's the
yes.
part that warms my heart. It's like, they turn into each other. It's great.
Yeah. And that's why I always call it the devil's mosh pit. Get out of the devil's mosh pit.
Yeah,
it's
there
great.
You go.
Go jump in. Enjoy the song. Get out. When they start smoking weed and drinking, get out. Get out. It's not a concert anymore at that point. So, yeah, no, it's pretty wild.
You said something earlier which kind of kicked off a story I was going to do with you anyhow, where Britt Hume had made a comment after hearing Biden say that he would listen to the scientists. Britt said, well, which scientists? Right? Are you going to go after the ones that are going to be on your side that want to shut down? Or are you going to go after the ones that are now working with Trump that are saying, no, we need to open it back up? And I try to explain to people, your profession, along with science and a few others, I'm not joking, I'm serious, it's a practice. There's no, very rarely is there a direct point, a direct line to fix something or knowing something. You've got to play around, right? I mean, am I wrong?
Yes.
Yes, I'm wrong?
You do have to, no, yes, you were wrong.
Okay.
No, you were absolutely right. You're not wrong. It just sounds weird. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And I think just life, and that's the thing, politics, and these situations we're seeing on TV with these, you know, police officers and, mm-hmm. you know, this latest one in Wisconsin, you have to wait. You got to hold back and
that's
get
right.
all the facts, and you've got to do the research. And that's one thing I learned, you know, writing a declaration for the Supreme Court of California against the governor, you have to be spot on. And I learned so much. I felt like I was writing another dissertation. But all of the research that I went out and gathered, and you have to look at it all sides.
Yep.
And, you know, I appreciate, unlike, I feel like the progressives, I appreciate correction. I appreciate knowing truth. I appreciate there are certain people on my Facebook will say, hey, found this, not right. And I usually check things out. That's another thing. Quit posting everything. The video of the day that is the conspiracy theory of the dubbed Bill Gates talking about making us robots. Okay, just check it out. first. And, yeah, but, no, it's all a practice. We're here to learn. If I was perfect, I'd be in heaven now, and I'm never going to be, and no doctor or scientist is. But we got to cut people and move on, like Fauci. Cut them off, move on.
Yeah. And that's exactly right, though. But people have to realize, you know, how is it that you're sitting on one side of the table and, you know, what is you? You mentioned Yoon and who's the other? Freud, right? I mean, there are two totally different sides of psychology, are they not?
Just different aspects. Would they be friends? I don't know.
Different approaches?
Yeah, yeah.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be throwing food at each other. You know that.
Yes. I mean, you know, Freud, you know, helped discover cocaine with his friend and thought it was really fun. So, you know, it's definitely strange people. A lot of the founding psychologists are very interesting, and it's so secular. But, again, they do have some foundational theories that we can take from and learn. And that's the thing. We can't just throw all our eggs in one basket.
Right.
And I feel like that's kind of what we're doing right now is we're either on the left or we're on the right. And, you know, let's just come together a bit. And I just thought it was the funniest thing with Flake from Arizona, ex-Flake, Jeff, is that right, saying that he's switching over to Biden's side because he reaches across the aisle. And he's going to work with us. And I'm just like, oh, gosh. Okay, well, that's what?
But no, you're right. Listen, I don't know if you saw my Facebook page, but a friend of mine passed away last week. He was a younger guy. I think he was a little younger than I am. But anyway, the bottom line with it was staunch, hardcore Democrat. Okay, loved people. He called himself a business-friendly Democrat. Loved people, did some great things in the community. And he and I would, on Facebook, you'd look at his stuff, and it's like, you're making me crazy. And we would talk a little bit about, but when we got together and we sat down to break bread, none of that came up. None of that was an issue. It was all about, you know, hey, what are you doing in the community? What do you have in this hair? Do you need help with that? That kind of stuff. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Very few people are doing that, which is why it's so hateful and so nasty, right?
Yes, and that's what has made America so beautiful. You know, I remember growing up in the 70s, and that's how it was. We were able to talk and disagree, and I did see that. I think his name was Flo, right?
Yep. Yep.
Flo Lawrence? Yeah. And I read through, and people thought he was an incredible man. And that's I have that relationship with, you know, like Mo Kelly, and there are a few others that I just have that relationship with. We can go at it respectfully.
Right.
And then we can have dinner together. And
yep.
And that's how it should be. I don't, yeah, again, good and evil. It's not really Democrat, Republican anymore. And people need to wake up.
So real quick, you got about a minute or less. What are the main differences that you've seen so far between the RNC and the DNC conventions?
Well, the DNC for sure, doom and gloom, and if people killed themselves watching it, I wouldn't blame them. The RNC, definite patriotism, freedom, opportunity, hope, veteran-focused, flag-focused, and most importantly, God and prayer-focused. I mean, he opened up with, you know, is it Reverend Dolan saying, pray we must. Those are the first words of the RNC, was pray we must. And the first words of the DNC weren't that. In fact, they took God out of it. So.
I'm trying to find the prayer. If you can find a link to the prayer that they opened up at the DNC, send that to me because I want to tear it up. I heard that guy and I went, that's not a prayer. That's an admonition from your own brain based on the left side, your left thinking. Anyway, we got to go. Joe Messina, your host, Diagnosing America with Dr. B, coming around soon. Got a lot to talk about. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.